So we're standing Erev Shabbos Selichos, Parshas Kisavoy, and the time has come to get ourselves ready for Rosh Hashanah, for the Yomim Neruim. And we know many times when it comes towards Rosh Hashanah, we get a little bit nervous, uneasy, and we don't look forward with the right machshavas. We approach Rosh Hashanah with trepidation, which is actually what we say in Slichos, Zoichalim Baroi Adim Miyoim Be'echol. We are trembling from having to stand up in judgment to be judged by Hashem. But I want to speak today on a totally different wavelength. That there is an avoider of approaching Rosh Hashanah dafka through simcha. We learn tomorrow in Parshas Kisavoy, in Parshas Bikirim, that a person who brought Bikirim to the Beis HaMikdash, not only would he bring Bikirim, but he would have to line the psikim of Mikra Bikirim, where he thanks Hashem for bringing us from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael, to giving us everything. And Rashi quotes on the pasuk, V'somachto b'chol hatoiv. You should rejoice b'chol hatoiv. Tells Rashi in the name of the Gemara, Gemara Masechtas Pesachim Daf Lamed Vov, that a person could bring Bikirim from Shavuos until Chanukah, a half a year. But you could only say the Pasha of Mikra Bikirim until Sikkos. If a Yid brought Bikirim after Sikkos, which he was allowed to until Chanukah, you can no longer say the Pasha of Mikra Bikirim, Arami Ovid Ovi, V'yeh Mitzrayim, and so on. Those psikim can only be said until Sikkos. Why? Says Rashi, B'Shem Chazal, Ein koirim Mikra Bikirim, Ela Bizman Simcha. These psikim of thanksgiving can only be said in the time of Simcha, Ma'atzeres v'ad hachag, which is from Shavuos until Sikkos, because then a person is gathering his produce from the fields. Avol machag ve'elech, when most of the produce has been brought in and now winter's approaching, maybe you can allow to bring bikim of a ve'elech koyre. What do we see from this Rashi? From this Rashi, from this Chazal, we learn now that these days of Elul, of Aseres Yemei Tshiva, are considered Yemei Simcha. These are days of happiness. Still summer outside, the sun is shining, people are gathering their produce from the field, the scene, and their hearts are full of thanks to Hashem. They bring Bikim to the Yushalayim, and they say, thank you Hashem, Mazkir Chazdei Amukim. So these days are days of Simcha. So, tomorrow night, Motzei Shabbos, or Sunday morning, we start Slichas. Why do we start Slichas dafka straight after Shabbos, on a Motzei Shabbos or Sunday morning? Why not Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday? So the Mishnah Berurah tells us already that we wanted to always start it on a particular day. So they chose the beginning of the week. It didn't really have to be, but we start the beginning of the week. That's what the Mishnah Berurah tells us. We need to have at least 4 days. If it's less than 4 days, Rosh Hashanah, like this year, Rosh Hashanah is less than 4 days after Shabbos, so we start the previous week, Parshas Kisavoy. But why especially on a Sunday, Motzei Shabbos? Writes the Leket Yosha, in the name of his Rebbe, the Terima Sadeshin, who was one of the Rishonim. You know why we start straight after Shabbos? Because during the week, lots of times people are very busy. Don't have so much time to learn. They're busy running around. Head is full of 1,001 things. Comes Shabbos. Shabbos is a mitzvah of Oydik Shabbos. Yismechi b'malchischo. Shoimre Shabbos. Shabbos one's got more time to learn. So Shabbos, everybody's in a good mood. Everybody is happy when it comes Shabbos. So says the Trimis Hadeshin, Lekach, therefore, toiv lahaschil b'yoim harishon. That's why it's good to start straight after Shabbos. Ki ha'om semeichim, because everybody's in a good mood, everybody's happy. V'omrinan and Chazal tell us, ein ha'shchina shoira One can't be zeichet to ashus hashchina, loy machmas atzlus, not when one's in a lazy mood, veloy machmas atzvus, and not when one's feeling depressed or feeling low, ela mitoich simcha shel mitzvah. You can only be zeichet to ashus hashchina when there's simcha shel mitzvah. Lachain, toiv lahaschel lespalel mitoich simcha shel mitzvah. We start slicha straight off the Shabbos, when everybody's in a good mood, everybody's happy. Because ein ha-shchina shoyre ele mitoich simcha shel mitzvah. We see here how the right hashkofa, going into slichas, going into Yom Neruim, is not to go in feeling upset, oh, I'm scared, nervous, but to go in with a simcha shel mitzvah. This is what the Chinuch tells us. The Rebbe Yishim did a chesed to us. He gave us the opportunity every year to wipe the slate clean and to start all over again. Imagine a person who people have said about him some terrible accusation, and he's got the chance to stand up in court and to prove his innocence. He'll be waiting for the opportunity that can come along and say and show everybody it's not true, I'm innocent. So comes Yom Neruim, that's our chance to clean all the bad things which happened, which we might have done the whole year, and to start all over again. It's a moedika chesed, and it's a moedika simcha, an opportunity for us. That's how we have to go in to the Yomim Neruim. This week we line in the Teichucha, says the Torah, the Teichucha comes, Tachas asher loy ovadato es Hashem Elokecha besimcha. You didn't serve the Rabbeinu Shel Olam through simcha. The gematria of the Roshei Tevois, of these words, Tachas asher loy ovadato es Hashem Elokecha besimcha, you can work it out, is 515. The gematria of Selichois is 514. We know that in a gematria, one out is also okay. So Selichois is the same gematria as Rosh Tevois. Tachas asher loy ovadato es Hashem Elokecha besimcha. When we start saying Selichois, when we daven Yom Neruim, of course, on one hand, one has to be nervous. But on the other hand, at the same time, with a thanksgiving and a simcha, it's a chesed Hashem that we are able to clear our name. Mazayda the Chodkiv Rebbe in his Sefer Ginza Yisur writes, there are two types of fear which a person can have. You can have a fear, what's called Yiras Shamayim, fear of Hashem. There's another fear which people are scared, they're frightened, they're worried. How does one know when the fear that one has, that's genuine Yiras Shamayim, and when it's just you're feeling low, you're depressed, you're in a bad mood? How do you know? So he says that when a person has Yira Shamayim, fear of Hashem, that type of Yira doesn't push a person down, just the opposite. It's uplifting and it brings him to Simcha. And this is what we say, says the Rebbe, in our Tfilis in Yomim Neruim. We ask, Ivachein tein pachtecho Hashem lekeini al kol masecho veimoscho al kol masheberusa. We ask Rabbeinu Shel Olam, send a pachad, send a eimer and a yira on the entire world. And what will be the result of this pachad and this yira? V'tzadikim yiri v'yismochi v'yeshurim Yaloizi, the Chassidim Berino Yogili. All the tzaddikim, Yiri v'yismochi, they're going to rejoice, they're going to be besimcha. The Yeshurim and all the Yeshurim, the upright El Chayidim, Yaloizi, they're going to be full of happiness. The Chassidim Berino Yogili. That's the simon when the fear that one has is genuine Yir Shamayim, it brings a person to simcha, it uplifts him. We know Leil Rosh Hashanah, we eat the various simonim. We dip the apple, we dip the challah into honey. Simonim, there should be a kitur. Writes the Mishnah Brira, it's not good enough just merely to dip do the various simonim. We have to make sure ourselves not to become annoyed, not to be angry on Rosh Hashanah. Because if a person is bekas on Rosh Hashanah, that's not a good simon. So it's not just enough merely to do the chitzonius dika pa'ulas from the simonim. We ourselves have to make sure on Rosh Hashanah we're not feeling depressed, ba'atzvus, we're not feeling low. We're in a happy mood, we're in a confident mood, not chas v'shulam, mitoich atzlus, mitoich atzvus, no mitoich simcha shal mitzvah. I once heard a gewaldige gematria, one of the great rabbonim before the Second World War, his name was the Alstetter Rav. He said as follows, the gematria of ma'a, bitter, is 240. The gematria of Davash is 306. 240 plus 306 is 546. 546 is gematria mosuk, sweet. If a person is feeling low, he's feeling depressed, he's feeling bitter, angry, so what's the Eitzah? The Eitzah is we have to dilute it. We dip in the Dvash. Dvash is something sweet, something which makes a person feel good. He enjoys it. So one has to come along and get rid of the meriris, of the bitterness. We put the Dvash on top of Ma, on top of 240, comes out Musik, comes out sweetness. This is our avoider. To come along and not chas v'shulam, approach the Yom Neruim with a atzlus, atzvus, merirus, no mitoch simcha shel mitzvah. So in this week's Pasha it's written, a terrible techocha, terrible, terrible punishments. Why do these punishments come, says the Torah? You want to know why? Tachas ashaloi ovadato es Hashem elokecho besimcha v'tivleivov meroiv koi. Because you didn't serve Hashem besimcha. Asks the Ksav Sofer, I don't understand. Is that the one and only reason why Teichocha comes? You'd ask us why? We can list out so many reasons, and the Torah gives us many, many reasons why punishments come when even are not keeping Torah mitzvahs, when not keeping Shabbos. Like we know the first base Hamikdash was destroyed because the Gimel Aveis Chamiris. There's so many Aveis. And here the Torah comes and gives us one and only reason, because you didn't serve Hashem b'simcha. Freik the Ksav, that's the reason? L'choyer, there are other reasons. Zuk the Ksav Sofer, Moedike L'shoynus. He says, the Yetzer Hara will not come to a person straight away and tell him to do Aveiros Chamiros. The Yetzer Hara is not going to come along and tell you to put the light on Shabbos, or to go and eat Chas V'Shulam Treif in a restaurant, or do who knows what. Because the Yetzer Hara knows you're not going to listen. So what does the Yetzer Hara do? Says the Ksav Sofer, he starts off and he takes away your Simcha in Avodas Hashem. He makes that you feel that Avodas Hashem is hard, it's complicated, it's difficult. And slowly but surely, he makes that you should feel that you don't enjoy being an Elechid until you stop doing the mitzvahs besimcha. And says the Ksav Sofer, that doesn't appear to a person to be an Aveira. He hasn't done an Aveira. He's doing the mitzvahs. He's just not doing them besimcha. He's doing the mitzvahs. All he's doing is not doing them besimcha. And that's not a chiyuv. So the person feels he's not doing anything wrong. Oh, but says the Ksav Sofer, hanisoyen yelamdeini. Unfortunately, we've seen this again and again, b'kamo b'nei Yudom, with many people, that once they lose their simcha and avoidus Hashem, what happens is it's a slippery path, and sooner or later a person gives up and he stops doing the mitzvahs. And once he stops doing the mitzvahs, he ends up doing avoidus. V'lachein yehudam nizem ma'oid la'asos ha'mitzvah b'simcha. A person must be very careful to always do the mitzvahs with a simcha. Kizeh haschula la'azivas ha'toyre in mitzvahs. This is the beginning of the slippery path to forsake the Torah and mitzvahs. So this is said the Ksav Sofer, what the Torah tells us. You want to know Not the reason why the Techocha came, but you want to know how it all started. What was the goyim? What was the cause? Why, unfortunately, Techocha came? The cause was because originally, Tachas Hashaloi Avadato Es Hashem Elokecho Besimcha Betivlevov Merov Kol. You just went through the motions without a heart, without feeling, without simcha. And that was the cause of a person going afterwards downhill. There's a famous saying, which is very widely quoted, B'shem Reb Aaron Kalina, the base Aaron. Baron Kalina was one of the famous tzaddikim about 200 years ago, and he said as follows, Atzvus is nishken aveira. It's not forbidden to be depressed. It's not written anywhere in the Torah, usa to be depressed. Atzvus is nishken aveira. Oba de timtum halev, but the damage which is caused by atzvus, by being upset, by being depressed, can the grestem aveira nishkoyrim zam. The same vote as the ksav soifer. It might not be an issa, it might not be an aveira officially to be depressed, but the damage, the timtum alev, the being giving up hope, that atzvus causes, that the gresta aveira is unable to cause. So when a person wakes up in the morning, says Reb Aaron Kalina, and he makes a brucha, shaloi usani goy, he has to be full of simcha. Thank Hashem, Baruch Hashem, I'm a yid. Baruch Hashem, I'm able to keep the Torah and mitzvahs. And when a person is happy, Baruch Hashem, then everything goes easily. We see many stories in the Gemara, from the Tanoim and Mamoruim, how they were so happy. The Gemara tells us in Masechtas Brachos, the Gemara in Daf Tes, Rav Baroina, Udam Gudel he was Sameach b'mitzvahs. Rav Baroina was a person, he was an Udam Gudel. How we know he's Udam Gudel? Look! How he rejoiced over mitzvahs. Tells us the Gemara, and Tosfos explains. Today we have clocks, so we know exactly when there's this month for Netzach Hama. In the old times, they didn't have radio-controlled clocks exactly like today. And he davened Shacharis, and he started Shmoyne Esri, with Samech Gilel Tfila, he started Shmoyne Esri, bang on exactly the split second when it was Netzach Hama. They were able to work out afterwards. Says the Gemara, V'loi Pusek Chike Mepime Kila Yoyma. He didn't stop smiling and rejoicing the entire day. After Shachar, they told him, Rabbeinu, you know, today it was bang on, exactly to the second, when you, Davin Shmonez, exactly Banetz. What would somebody else say? Oh, wow, I'm so happy to hear. Gevaldik, fine, carry on. Second later, forget about it. Says the Gemara of Lei Pusek, Pime Mechika, Kilayot. The entire day, he was walking around with a big, big, huge smile on his face. This is the simcha which he had from mitzvahs. The Mor Simli tells us that Abaye was sitting, Gemon Bruchas, Dav Lamed. Abaye was sitting in front of Rabba. Chaz Yedah have a kabudach tiva. He saw he was in a very jolly mood. He asked him, what's on? He said, Omalei. He answered back, Anut filin menachma. I, Baruch Hashem, was zeichat to put on tefillin today. Well, of course you were. Every day you do. Pshat is, I don't need a reason to be besimcha. You know why I'm besimcha? Because Baruch Hashem, I put on tefillin. That's enough of a reason. I don't need to look for anything else. So this is our avoida. Our avoida is to be besimcha. How do we get to be besimcha? How do we do it? So we know this is something which everybody's looking for. Everybody today is searching for one word, simcha. You go on the street and you'll ask anybody, what do you want out of your life? So they'll tell you, this one wants to be a doctor, a solicitor, an accountant, a businessman, whatever, a bus driver. But at the end of the day, what they're all looking for is for a happy life. This is what everybody is looking for. Whether you ask a yid, zelahavdil, a goy, everybody wants to be besimcha. No one wants a difficult life. No one wants to have it difficult. The question is, how do we get there? So, today's day and age, we know, that's a very simple way how to be a simcha. Put the earphones on, press play, and off we go. And we've got a gewaldige song, and it's geschmack, you're enjoying yourself. You go for a nice outing, whatever you should do, enjoying yourself will make you happy. That's what many people think. The question is that what we think? Is that the Hashkofes HaTorah? So, in this week's Parsha, it says, Tachas Asher Loi Avadato Es Hashem Elokecha B'Simcha. Interesting, we know, there's another Pusik. Ifti Es Hashem B'Simcha. Serve Hashem B'Simcha. So some people will tell you, oh, look what's written in the Pusik. Ifti Es Hashem, it's not good enough just to serve Hashem. You've got to serve Hashem B'Simcha. When you are happy, through happiness. How do you become happy? Like we said, press play and off you go. That's not what the Pusik is telling us. The Pusik is telling us, Ivdi es Hashem, serve Hashem, ber simcha. You want to know how to get to simcha? The way is Ivdi es Hashem. You have to serve Hashem. You want to know this week's parasha, why the chukha came? Tachas asher loi ovadato. Because you didn't serve Hashem, and therefore you weren't ber simcha. The way everybody agrees that the goal is to be besimcha. The question is, how do we be besimcha? How do we get to simcha? So the Goy Shevel says, go outside, have a good time, enjoy yourself. Be besimcha. It doesn't work. These things are just temporary fixtures. It's like putting a plaster over the wound. You haven't solved the root cause. The Torah tells us, Ivdi es Hashem, serve Hashem, besimcha. Utilize simcha to serve Hashem and you will be besimcha. If you want to know why you weren't besimcha, it's because tachas asher loi ovadato. You didn't serve Hashem properly, besimcha, and therefore you're not besimcha. Simcha is a result of avoidus Hashem. Avoidus Hashem, when it's done in the correct way, uplifts a person. Avoidus Hashem makes a person feel happy with his lot. He feels content, and then he is besimcha. Just merely enjoying yourself, going and eating some nice nash, all it'll do is make your waistline a bit bigger. It's not going to bring you any simcha, just the opposite. Simcha is a result of avoidus Hashem. Yismechi b'malchizcho shoymrei Shabbos v'koyrei oynik. That is what brings a person to simcha. And this is our avoida. So in the bruchas, it's written in this week's parsha, one of the bruchas, Bohoyiso rak lemala veloy lemata. You're only going to be, if you serve Hashem, lemala veloy lemata. You won't be below. Again, says the Ksav Sofer, what does this pusik refer to? Says the Ksav Sofer, as follows. There's a Gemara, Masechtas Pesuchim, in Dafnin, where the Gemara says that Rabbi Shir ben Levi had a son who was Nifta Yank. And when he came after his Patira to his father asked him, tell me, what did you see? What's it like there in Oilam Habo? And he said, Oilam Hofech Re'isi. I saw an upside down world. Elyoinim Lemata V'tachtoinim Lemala. I saw the Elyoinim, the people who in this world are regarded as Elyoinim. In the next world, they are Lemata, they're sitting at the bottom. This famous businessman, multi-millionaire, wherever he goes, he's the Elyoinim. In the next world, he's Lemata. And I saw the Tachtoinim, those in this world, who nobody gives them a second glance, nobody looks at them. Those are the Chushev, the people in Olam Habo, they are sitting Lemala. Says Shir ben Levi, Nishta Oilem Hofech, you saw correctly. This is the correct picture. Those people who wear Tachtoinim, they are there, the Elyoinim. Says the Ksav Sofer, this is what the Torah means. Vayisarak lemala veloisiya lemata. Don't be like the Gemara says. Those Elyoinim who in this world, they think they are the Elyoinim. When it comes after 120, they get to Shemayim, suddenly they find themselves lemata. When a person keeps the Torah mitzvahs, v'hayisa rak lemala, you'll be taka only lemala. And this is our avoida. Sometimes a person looks at himself, who am I? What am I? What do I already know? I'm unfortunately from the tachtoinim. aber es ist nicht so. You might think that you are from the Tachtoin, aber Elyonim is lemata, v'tachtoinim lemala. You do the correct thing, Elutzun Hashem, you will be a Mirtz Hashem from the Elyonim. Sunday is the Yotzeit of Reb Yonis and Eibeshitz. It was one of the famous Gedolim, famous Gudel, lived 250 years ago, wrote many, many Sforim, famous Sforim. One of them is the Yaros Devash. In his Sefer Yaros Devash, he says that the 10 days of Aseres Yemei Teshiva are connected the Aseres Hadibros. And the first 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is connected the first two Dibros, Anoichi, Hashem Elokecha, and Lo Yeh Lecha Elohim Acherim. And that's why the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are called by Chazal a Yoyme Arichta, one long day. Because Chazal tell us that Anoichi v'lo yilecho bediba echad nemri. Hashem said them both together. They go together. Anoichi v'lo yilecho is bediba echad nemri. And therefore, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is a Yoyme Arichta. Says Reb Yosef Engel, also famous Gudel, was nifted before the Second World War. This Yesod of Rabbi Yonatan Eibeshitz is actually a Medrash in Tune de Ve'eliyui, Perichov Beis. Says there the Tune Ve'eliyui, Bepnei ma nitna koiris riach ba says heyumim Rosh Hashanah ad yomakpim. Why does Hashem give us this opportunity? 10 days? You know, sometimes a person, he gets told, you know, if you want to work out something, make sure to turn up at this office, on this and this time, on this and this day. If you come an hour too late, you come next day, you've missed it. Here Hashem says, I'm giving you 10 days to sort yourself out. Why were we given this matun of 10 days? Says the Tune of Eliyui, Keneged Aseres Hadibros Shekibli Sul B'Sinai. Shem Yasi Teshiva Shalem Aseres Hayomem Roshun Yibkpim. Then the abortion will be Mekabal our Teshiva. So now we need to understand, all well and good, the first day Rosh Hashanah is connected on Noichi Hashem Lekecho. That we understand, that's the whole avoida of Rosh Hashanah. Im lefuna malchias, kadesh tam lechini aleichem. Oh, but the second day Rosh Hashanah is connected lo yeh lechu Elohim acherim. You shouldn't have any false idols. Baruch Hashem, we're not oivdei avoida zora. Although it's for the whole world, there shouldn't be any goyim in the world who oivdei avoida zora. But at the end of the day, it's speaking to us as well. So how is this noigeya to us? The second day of Rosh Hashanah, the avoida is lo yeh lechu Elohim acherim. That's what we should be focusing on. So we know, Chazal tell us that kol hamizgue ki'ile oivet avoida zora. Anybody who's haughty is like he serves avoida zora. Kol hakoyis, anybody gets angry, is like ki'ile oivet avoida zora. The question is, how can this be? Because you just got angry? That's ki'ile oivet avoida zora? This doesn't add up. Zug in the mafoshim, when a person becomes angry, why have you become angry? If you become angry, it's a simon, you've forgotten that this thing which happened to you just now, that comment which somebody made to you, it didn't happen by chance. It was happened because this is what Hashem has decided. So why are you becoming angry? This is min Hashemayim. So when you lose your temper and you become angry, ke'ila oivad avoida zura, it's as if you have forgotten that everything is min Hashemayim. When a person is haughty, very proud of himself, he's proud of his achievements, that's koichi v'oitzem yudi. Usili is kol achal hazeh. You know what I've done? You know what I have managed? Again, you've forgotten there's a raboy nishloilem. So kol hamizgue ki'ili oived avoidah zora. Now, when this whole corona epidemic first started, everybody realized, even the goyim lehavdil, that ein eitzer ve'ein tevin or neged Hashem. There's nothing we can do. We're in Hashem's hands. Everybody could see. It was clear to the whole world. Many, many goyish politicians said that. Una miponecha evroch. There was no corner in the globe that we could escape to. Everybody was biyad Hashem. And that was the feeling, I'm sure we all remember how it was, how we felt mamish with biyad Hashem. But as the months went by, then suddenly people started talking, you know, there's going to be soon a vaccine. There's going to be soon a vaccine. Don't worry. Yeah, it was been a difficult situation till now, but things are coming under control again. We have made a vaccine. Us human beings, we've got the situation. We think we've got the situation under control. Not totally under control. It's still going on, but we're working on it. We are managing. Then came along the koichi v'oitzem yudi. Again, Baruch Hashem, we no longer have to worry. We're Baruch Hashem, we're back to ourselves. Not quite, but we're getting there. We're working on it. We're working it out. This is, unfortunately, again, this hashkofa is, we forget that we're Biyad Hashem. Our avoider of Rosh Hashanah is Onoichi Hashem Elokecho and Lo Yilechu Elohim Acherim. We have to always remember that we are Biyad Hashem. And even when we think that we're managing, it's also only Biyad Hashem. The Mishabriya writes that a person takes medicine, before he takes a tablet, he should daven to Hashem, say, Yerutzen, Shehei Zeli L'Refia. This tablet I'm taking. It works by itself automatically. The pharmacy, the chemist, the doctor said, this is what you take. Yeah, that's true. Oh, but you have to daven to Hashem. Please, Hashem. Yerutzen Shehei Zeli L'Refia. Without you, nothing works. This is our avoider. It's written in Parshas Mishpatim that a person who borrows money and the malva, the lender, took from him a mashko and took from him a pledge to make sure it pays back. He's got to return him the pledge at night. Why? Ki hi kisisoi levadoi. You took from him his clothes. He's got nothing to wear. Bamei yishkav. He can't go to sleep at night. He's got no clothes unless you turn to him. V'hoya ki yitzak elai. V'shomati ki chanan uni. Says the Torah, if this person will call out to me, I will hear. Ki chanan uni. The Sfonei asks, doesn't ask, but he's ma'oyer this thing. Here we have a pasuk where the Torah promises us a fellow borrowed money. He can't pay back the money. And so the lender took a mashka and a pledge. Now he hasn't paid back the money, but he needs his pledge back. Says the Torah, you better return it to him. You know why? Because v'hoya ki yitzak, because if he cries out to me, I've lost the money and I haven't got by the pledge, v'shamati, and I will listen. Boshem promises he will listen. Says the Sfonu, why is this person Zoicha? The Boshem should listen to him. The answer is, V'hinani choynein kol tsoyek kesha'ein loy choynein zilusoy. When a person comes to this realization, Ein luni melech ela uta. I've got no one to turn to. Only you, Hashem. The Boshem, I'm in your hands. This person is poor. He borrowed money. He's got no money to pay back. He can't get back his pledge. He wants to go to sleep at night. And he hasn't got his pillow because the fellow hasn't returned the pillow. He hasn't returned his pajamas, whatever it should be. And he's going to cry out. This cry is coming from a person who knows he's got no one to turn to except for the Rabbein Shalom. Says the Sfonoi, V'nichoinen kol tsoyek, k'sha'ein lechoinen zilusoi. And if we look in our tefillahs in Yom Neruim, you'll see we mention this Yesod again and again and again. V'satzileini mekol gezeiz ruz v'achzurioiz, ki lechu levad eineini telioiz. We've got no one to turn to, Rabbi Hashem. It's only you. We're in your hands. We say in Yale v'yuvoi, Ebedva yeshir v'rach memchiz v'rachem oleini, v'oshieni why? Kielechu eineini. We're looking to you, Rabbi Hashem. We're dependent on you. V'alim shalbuni ketzav, don't become angry with us. Kielechu eineini telioiz. V'shir sadikim Hashem, isn't based through v'yoshien, why? Kichu siboi. Because we put our trust in Hashem. So this is our avoda now, coming Shabbos Slichas, Parshas Bikirim. We have to know that Yemei Elul is a time of Simcha. This is the time of Simcha, v'somachta b'chol atoiv. This is our avoda to go into the Slichas in a happy, confident, uplifted mode. Slichas is Gematria, Rosh HaTevis, Tachas Hashem, lo yevaz Hashem kecha b'simcha, This is how we have to go b'simcha, and to know that we are in the hands of Hashem. And when we realize that we're in the hands of Hashem, then emit Hashem, Rabbein Shum, Shamati, Ki Chanan Oni, we'll listen to all our tefillahs, and we should all be zoicha to a gitio, and a gebenshtio, and a ksiva v'chasim, a toiva, luni l'chol Yisroel, Amen.